Thank you. So I'm here today to bring greetings from the Coalition Against White Supremacy and Islamophobia. This coalition was created after a very traumatic incident happened here in Canada. I hope you all remember what happened on January 29th, when six men were killed in a mosque for just praying. For praying. And the person that committed that horrific crime subscribed to the hateful ideology of white supremacy. White supremacy attacks people, no matter what color, what religion. It's a hateful aspiration that tries to pit group of people against other groups of people. It's a hateful ideology that profits from the conflict that's been waged in countries that in the Middle East, in the colonialism that happens in Africa. So I want you to all understand this evil must be confronted, and we have to confront it together. We have to work with communities who are for justice, for peace. We need to reach out to them. We need to bring them so that together, so that they understand that their injustice that they are facing is the same injustice that we are facing as a people, as a diaspora in this country. I also want to tell you that it's important for you all to continue to be involved. Please don't just come to actions like this. It's important for you to start getting in contact with your elected representatives, to start getting more involved in your schools. They're attacking children in schools. We have seen some of these hateful individuals come out here to try to instigate, to try to get people to say things that they hope they could use against us. These people are hateful. And the only way to beat hate is through education. We have to educate other Canadians, other people of conscience, that occupation is unjust, that what's happening to the Palestinian people is a tragedy. It's a shame. It's a shame that we can end collectively when we understand that we are strong as a people. We're more stronger than our political representatives. We're stronger than our governments. We have to take that strength through every action that we do. So I want to invite you all to join us. Join us on Monday, July 24th, where we're going to have our second coalition meeting. At that meeting, we're going to work collaboratively to find out, to plan how we're going to run campaigns this fall to address the rise of white supremacy and Islamophobia. I also want to bring this point home. We live in dangerous times. We live in dangerous times because south of our border in the United States of America, we have members of the white supremacy movements advising the president that I won't call by name in the White House. Let that sink in. We as a community need to start to get more organized. If we want to maintain the safety and peace here in Canada and across the world, we need to work collaboratively. And that means it starts today. So I want to thank you for those that are fasting and those who are not fasting, those that have come here to show solidarity for an important movement, a just movement, a movement against the occupation. One of the longest occupations in modern history. Shame! Yeah. I want to tell my children one day that I witnessed the end of the longest military occupation in human history. Let us work together to end it. Thank you. Yeah.